it's fitting that I'm launching this episode today, January 21st, 2025, since a number of schools are closed due to cold weather. It's unbelievably cold. It's so cold. I consider myself a cold weather animal, but no, sir, I don't like it. You know what I do like? I like warmer weather. I like hanging out on the couch under a blanket when it's negative 16 degrees outside. And I like West Bend's Bachfest. This week, Carissa Barnes, Communications Director for the City of West Bend, joins me to talk about their second annual Bachfest celebration, which is happening at West Bend's Regner Park on Saturday, March 1st, 2025. Last year was bonkers in a good way. I saw so many friends, the weather was perfect, and everyone should experience getting their beer poked sometime in their life. And I'll let you figure out what that means during this interview. With that, here are 15 minutes on Bachfest 2025 with Carissa Barnes here on 15 Minutes with Fuzz. Carissa, thank you so much for coming in today. We are in the thick of cold weather season here.
Burn.
And exactly. And as this podcast episode launches, just had the winter warm-up in downtown West Bend. So we're all looking forward to warmer weather. And it's time to look forward to some more outdoor events. So that's where Bachfest comes into play. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. So can you first tell us what Bachfest is? Just give us an overview for those who maybe didn't get to experience the first one.
Bachfest celebrates the end of winter and the start of spring with traditional German festivities. So for our event specifically, though, it's really focused around Bach beer. Mm-hmm. So we'll have Bach beer there as well as other beers. But the idea behind it is that you can get your Bach beer fire poked, which would more or less caramelize your beer. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting taste and flavor. And that's kind of what makes Bachfest unique.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And it's a total experience, too. So it tastes caramelized and good. And also, they're sticking a hot fire poker in your beer.
Yes, exactly.
So, which is not an experience that most of us get on a regular basis. How did it get started? Bachfest, this is the second year of Bachfest, right?
Yes. So this will be our second year. The first year really came with the Tourism Commission has a yearly grant that they were really pushing for the community to come up with the new events within the community to mm-hmm. really drive tourism, specifically overnight stays. So Bachfest, the idea came out about with Visit West Bend to really create that new event for the community. In addition, they received a GEM grant from Travel Wisconsin.
Sure, yeah. And so that helps to fund this kind of event to help bring more individuals into West Bend, as you said, to drive tourism. They always say heads in beds, right?
Yes, heads in beds. And then this year we got really lucky. The Tourism Commission saw how successful the event was and they decided to put dollars towards it again. Mm-hmm. So we will have funding from the Tourism Commission as well as we received some small funding from the GEM grant once again.
Great. Excellent. So let's talk about what that success means, right? So when you bring individuals in for this event, it doesn't just help the event, right?
Yes. The main idea, I guess, for Bachfest is, yes, to have fun, enjoy the beer, everything like that. But we also have the opportunity to really drive traffic to West Bend. Mm-hmm. One of the perks of getting a ticket to Bachfest is you get a $5 coupon to downtown businesses that are participating.
Are those the Bach Bucks?
Those are the Bach Bucks.
Bach Bucks, yeah.
Yep. And it's really a coupon that allows you to visit one of our participating businesses. Most of them are downtown, and we're really trying to bring that traffic back to downtown, spend some funding there, as well as hopefully stay overnight at one of our hotels.
Sure. So people spend money at the restaurants and shops and hotels, and it helps the machine.
Yes, exactly.
Very good. So last year was the first event, and as you said, it was very successful. And obviously, being the first event, you guys learned some stuff. What kind of new things are we expecting to see this year at Bachfest?
We're changing up the layout a little bit. Last year, we had our food and beverage in one area, so we're going to kind of separate them out as well as have more beer locations so that it's all not located at one spot. Mm-hmm. We definitely want to make sure people are getting their beer as soon as possible so they can get it fire poked.
Yes. And there was, a lot of conversations happening in the line. I mean, there was, and it was a beautiful day last year as well.
It was beautiful.
So
knock on wood for this year.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I would knock on this table, but then we'll all hear it through the microphones and I'll have to edit that out. But there's the beer and then there's food. It's German food, right?
Is yes.
That the case? Let's talk a little bit more about the fire poking. So somebody gets a beer. How does that process work?
We're very thankful for our fire department. They'll be volunteering and they more or less have a fire and they're going to get their poker steaming hot and they put that right into the beer, into the mug that you actually get when you walk in the door. Mm-hmm. And that really caramelizes the beer and creates this frothy caramelized goodness on top.
Very good. Very good. And so this year people are still getting the as a glass like
yep.
stein.
Okay. Yep. We're definitely going to do it again.
All right. Excellent. Yes. I have a very nice big stein in our house and looking forward to having another one this year. Live music is also a part of this event. Can you tell us about what kind of music and things people can expect from an entertainment side?
We kick off the event at 11 a.m. with our local River City Blast Capel. They were with us last year. Very well known within our community. Mm-hmm. And then at 12:30, we have Copperbox. They're out from Oshkosh, and they play a lot of familiar songs with kind of a fresh twist. And then we have the Squeezettes coming back again at 2 p.m. But this year, our headliner is Molly B. and the Squeezebox with Ted Lang. She is an award-winning vocalist, and we'll have a lot of high energy like we had last year.
Awesome. Awesome. Looking forward to that. And so what time does – so let's – we didn't even talk about the dates. So – this is happening on Saturday, March 1st. Is that right?
Yep. March 1st at Regner Park.
And what time does it start?
11 a.m.
Okay. And this is something you can't just walk up to and buy tickets, right?
Yes. Only advanced sales. That really helps us manage figuring out how many steins we need mm-hmm. and all of that kind of stuff.
Sure. And you guys have some really cool merch this year that you can buy as well, right?
Yep.
Yes. I bought something and I can't remember what I bought. It is a 21 and older event. You should leave the kids with the babysitter, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. But we will have our transportation shuttle again that will take you from downtown to Regner Park and back. So we're really thankful for our sponsor, the Garden Lounge.
Very good. And then there's also some options for designated drivers as well, right?
Yep. So if you decide to be a designated driver, you can get a wristband and then any non-alcoholic beverages you can get for free.
Very good. If somebody wants to buy tickets to this, first of all, what's the deadline to do that? And also, where can they do so?
Yep. That's the Friday before, and that's bockfestwb.com.
All right. Bockfest is bockfestwb.com. thank you. There we go. Talking about those Bock Bucks again. So you get that with your entry. You said it's five Bock Bucks. Is that right?
Yep.
And then are they, where can they all be used?
There's a full list on our website that you okay. can check out. It's a variety of downtown businesses as well as beyond downtown, but a lot of local restaurants, the specialty shops, those kind of things.
Sure. Okay. Excellent. Reflecting on last year's Bock Fest, what were some of the biggest successes that you saw overall from both the event and tourism itself?
We were really proud to say that we had over 7 states that we actually saw traffic come to West Bend from. We had a decent amount of overnight stays, as well as we reached our ticket goals. So that was really surprising for the first year. So we're really thankful for that. And some things that we are also going to do this year that's a little different is instead of cash for beer and merch, we're actually going to do tokens.
Okay.
So you purchase a set of tokens and use that throughout the event. So we're hoping that will also speed up some of the lines
sure.
and beer and all of that kind of stuff.
Not making change and serving the beer and all that stuff
yes.
as well. Oh, that's a great idea. And it's great that it was so successful last year that these changes needed to be implemented and that you guys took that feedback and made them. It was a lot of fun, and I'm sure it's going to be a ton of fun again this year as well. So looking ahead, what are some of the future aspirations of Bockfest?
We definitely want to grow it, and we're really thinking of Regner Park as its entirety throughout the park. We would love to actually have 2 locations to have different music in different spots. Right now, it's really focused on polka music, which we absolutely love, mm-hmm. But it would be great to also have a different variety of music throughout the park.
Sure. To the Bockfest Rockfest? No. we can workshop that, Carissa. Again, the website is bockfestwb.com, and you need to sign up before the Friday. You said the
Friday before. I think that's February 28th.
February 28th. Okay, very good. These kind of events are big generators for tourism and such like that. So Bachfest was created because you put out something.
A plea.
A plea to the community. And they gave you ideas. And this is one of them that came out. And it was great. Are you still doing that? Are there more of those? Or was this just the one that...
In 2025, this year, the Downtown West Bend Association received the tourism grant for their Global Fest.
Okay.
As well as, from my understanding, the Tourism Commission would like to open it again for 2026 and hopes to find another organization that will step up and hopefully come up with a new idea.
Great. Excellent. And again, as the more that these happen, the better it is for our local businesses. And you as a community member or somebody outside the community get to have something fun to do. This has been great. The Downtown West Bend Association has been great at bringing events for downtown as well. And kudos to them. And I just enjoy having something fun in the community. I think it's great for the community as a whole and to make good space of this beautiful park that's here in West Bend during this time of year.
Yep. It's definitely one in a million.
Carissa, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you. I will not be wearing lederhosen, but look forward to seeing you at Bachfest.
Thanks.
Thank you so much to Carissa Barnes of the City of West Bend for hanging out with me and talking about Bachfest 2025. It's going to be a great time and you don't want to miss it. So get your tickets at BachfestWB.com today. Again, you got to buy them in advance. Speaking of advance, these episodes come out on Tuesdays. Subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube, or listen to them at fuzzmartin.com. If you have an idea for a guest for the show, raise your beer poking hand and send me a note. You can email me fuzz@fuzzmartin.com. That is fuzz@fuzzmartin.com, or use the form fuzzmartin.com/guest, and they'll come right to me. Next week, I'll be joined by Steve Kennitz of Milwaukee Tool. How cool is that? And with that, I'll talk to you next Tuesday right here on 15 Minutes with Fuzz.